the letters and the photographs. In 2 days it's my birthday and I'll be 33. That doesn't really matter next to eternity. But I like a double number and I like an odd one too. And everything I see from now
taking a look back on 2025 and shining a light on what we call our honorable mentions for the year. Albums that were not quite the 10 best, but still worth revisiting. That is music from a band called, Vox Rea, a band that made their girly so groovy radio debut this year, a moody indie pop band from Vancouver, a band that blends cinematic melodies and alternative art pop sounds. What I loved about Vox Rea's album Art Oracles is that when you listen to their album, each song almost sounds as if it is done by a completely different artist. In some ways, I was thinking, am I listening to a compilation album or a soundtrack? No, it is the same band, song after song. And I have to say that that change in sound and style created for really exciting and dynamic listening. Hence, Vox Rea finding themselves on the honorable mention list for their album Art Oracles, released in May. We heard the song One Kiss from Vox Rea. Before that, starting our honorable mentions, Big Thief with their album Double Infinity, we heard the song Incomprehensible. Our next honorable mention goes to Natalie Bergman, the dynamic jazz, soul, rock, and gospel singer-songwriter, who is building a name for herself just as much as she has already done with her duo, Wild Bell. Natalie Bergman's second solo album, My Home Is Not in This World, builds off of her first album, Mercy, which actually made its way into our top 10 list a few years back. She builds off of that first album by giving us deep, vulnerable songs carried in her playful, signature, simple melodies. It is a gem of an album. Natalie Bergman again with her album, My Home Is Not in This World, in this year's honorable mentions here on Girly So Groovy. Should've played dumb, but I went away. Doing this top 10 show and honorable mention show for 2025 is having me feel nostalgic here on Girly So Groovy. I've said it a few times. I will say it again all the way through for the next year, probably. This July marks the 25th anniversary of Girly So Groovy. When we started the show, that was in what I call maybe a happier time, a non-electric time, a non-internet files and this and that. It literally was walking in studio and having a whole compact disc library right behind you, full of new releases. And while you are always very conscious of what you were picking, and again, putting together set lists the way you would mixtapes, and very rarely would you just spontaneously grab an album. But every now and then, there would be an album cover that would catch your eye. And it is that cliche. Do you judge a book by its cover? Or in this case, do you judge an album by its cover? Sometimes it would pay off, sometimes it would not. 25 years later, I've got to say, an album that's made its way into the honorable mention list is an album that I simply judged based on its cover. And let's be honest, as your loyal programmer, is this a good thing? When it works, it is. I was already sold on German-Australian producer Hachiku when I saw them posing under a pile of Care Bears on the cover of the album. You know that image of E.T. when E.T. is hiding in a mound of toys? That's Hachiku on the cover, hiding under a pile of Care Bears. And then when I actually listened to the new album, The Joys of Being Pure at Heart, I was even more hooked when I heard it was shimmering queer indie pop with orchestral touches. Hachiku is their name. The Joys of Being Pure at Heart is the album. It was released in February. It was marked as a Bandcamp essential release back in February. We heard the opening track, Don't Put Your Head Underwater. And then, of course, the other side of that honorable mention, it was Natalie Bergman with the song Gunslinger. And again, the album is My Home Is Not in This World, released in July. Our next honorable mention is another musical act making their Girly So Groovy radio debut this year. Baltimore-born but now Germany-based Sophia Kennedy. She's a composer and songwriter who uses her training and background in film and theater to make off-kilter, orchestrated indie and electropop. Sophia Kennedy's just far enough left of center to still be tangible enough in the way Tune Yards or U.S. Girls or Kate Bush or the B-52s may be. The album is called Squeeze Me. It was released in May and has caught my ear ever since. So joining our roster of honorable mentions here is Sophia Kennedy right now here on Girly So Groovy. Someday I'll be alone.
the table. Bought me some time. Haven't been to the mountains in quite for a while. Is attached to mine. Went out to the movies. They jump in time. It's the place where the dead come back to life. On the phone.
Every week on Girly So Groovy, we come in with a mandate to celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. But this week on Girly So Groovy, we are doing that above and beyond. We counted down the top 10 best albums of the year in the first hour. And now in the second hour, we are paying attention to honorable mentions, those albums that were not quite top 10 material, but still definitely worth revisiting one more time before 2025 comes to an end. We just heard music from the band Pilatos. Now, it was Bandcamp that was the first to tune me into Brazilian quintet Pilatos. The band feels like a holdover from indie rock in the early 2000s with their ironically detached lyrics, scattered electronica, and a dash of slacker style that makes the band serious about not taking themselves seriously. The album Cantado came out in August. This time around, we heard the opening track, Os Pilatos Sabem de Me. My Portuguese is non-existent, so I hope I read that correctly. And of course, before Pilatos, on the other side of that, it is our other honorable mention, Sophia Kennedy, with her album Squeeze Me, released in May. We heard the opening song Nose for a Mountain from Sophia Kennedy. All right, continuing with honorable mentions, we've got room for about seven more albums. It was back in 2012 that Toronto singer-songwriter Cold Specs launched onto the music scene with her stunning debut, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion. That debut was an album that mixed folk, soul, blues, and gospel into what Cold Specs called doom soul. Well, over the last decade, Cold Specs has had a push-pull relationship with her music career as she treaded through a misdiagnosis of schizophrenia to then be diagnosed as bipolar. Cold Specs mustered up enough fortitude to release her latest fourth album, Lights for the Midnight, transforming some of her hardest times into just transcendent, timeless-sounding expressions of empathy. The album came out in April and it has haunted me ever since. So that is why Cold Specs is included in this year's honorable mentions here on Girly So Groovy.
As he loosens his grip, recognize the man from the gun. You lit at the back of my mind. I know I shouldn't think of you. Elusive patience, you better not intervene. Tear a hole in the ground, learn to drown him out. Oh, grief, grab me by the neck, carry my curse away, my curse away. Grab me by the neck.